Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Today, we are talking about difficult relationships in the festive season. And I am speaking to so many people at the moment who are navigating some really, really tricky relationships over Christmas and the festive season. So whether it is a relationship with a coworker, whether it is a relationship with a loved one, or maybe it's a relationship with somebody that you would, in all honesty, rather not have in your life, but for whatever reason, they're not going anywhere, they're here to stay. Navigating and staying sane and true to yourself through the festive season, it can really, really take the shine off it for you. It's a real head scratcher. So today's conversation is all about my golden rules for staying sane and for staying true to yourself and for navigating those relationships. So please enjoy the conversation. And my plea to you is to like, rate, and subscribe wherever you are accessing these conversations. It really, really does mean a lot to me. And if you're watching this live, please say hello in the comments. And if you are catching up a little bit later, please say hello with hashtag replay, because I really, really do appreciate you being here, whether you are live or whether you're watching this or listening to this somewhere else. And I want to know what you think. So this morning I was woken up by my four-year-old Bobby barreling into our bedroom, landing on top of me, and having a meltdown. She was kicking and screaming, snot flying everywhere, really, really upset because she wasn't allowed to open her advent calendar, basically. And of course, it wasn't about the advent calendar. The advent calendar was the trigger, but it wasn't about the advent calendar. The meltdown came because she'd been to a party every day this week, whether it was at martial arts or at phonics club we go to, or swimming was all about the floats rather than a lesson. And because she was on a second nativity performance of the week, excitement's high, right, when you're four. And it's just all been a bit too much. And I know so many adults playing out their own version of this week. It's just the perfect storm of the pressure of pulling off the magic of Christmas, right? While still demanding the normal pressures of life and of job and of families and all that stuff. And I don't know about you, but Christmas seems to have stepped up a bit this year, doesn't it? I don't know whether we're still feeling the ripple effect and the legacy of COVID, but there just seems to be so much stuff going on this year. And one of the hardest things to navigate is those tricky relationships, right, isn't it? Let me give you some examples of these tricky relationships that I've been talking about this week. So number one is the relationship with my family. So this is a very personal one. I had the most gorgeous Christmases growing up. We always went to my grandparents' house in Newcastle, and I had 21 cousins, and Christmas was just a cacophony of noise and people and celebration and just absolute craziness. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it as a kid. It was magical. It was perfect. And I have the fondest memories of that time. as an adult and at the age of 41, our Christmas looks very, very different. And I have all the shame, I have all the guilt, I all have the regret about that. The honest truth is that I am no contact with my family. I've talked about this publicly before. I'm not necessarily going to go deep on this podcast, on this conversation talking about it, but I'm no contact with my family as a result of some boundaries I felt compelled to set 4 years ago now. And as a result of setting those boundaries, the whole rest of my family cut me off. And I'm okay. I've had all the therapy about that. But it's hard at Christmas, right, isn't it? When you see all the movies, all these happy families, all the adverts are full of the traditional Christmas. And I just don't have that. And I feel that very keenly for myself. And I feel it very keenly for my kids that we have a smaller Christmas than I was used to. And that happened at Christmas time for me. So it's very, very, it's hard this time of year for me. So that is my first example of a tricky family situation. And I'm seeing a lot of people talk about those this year, that they don't fit into the stereotype of what a Christmas should. And for those of you listening to this, I'm doing bunny ears, what a Christmas should look like. The second example of a tricky relationship would be relationships or problems with your boss. So perhaps your boss is being demanding and is displaying tricky behaviour at the best of times, tricky behaviour that you wouldn't necessarily want to explain in front of an HR representative, but is normal for your company. But perhaps this behaviour gets a little bit worse at Christmas, you know, it gets a little bit amplified. Or maybe you are a little less tolerant of the behaviour because of everything else you've got going on, right? The next example is of tricky relationships is general shoulds from co-workers. Maybe your co-workers are putting pressure on you to attend a certain thing or not attend a certain thing or bring a certain thing into work or wear a certain Christmas jumper, and you just don't appreciate the guilt trip. There's a peer pressure situation, isn't there, of just doing too much stuff. Your battery is drained. And I know that my social battery certainly has been drained this week. And as an introvert, I need to spend a lot of time on my own. And I need to set some boundaries around some of those relationships and say, thank you so much for thinking of me. But no, it's not happening. I don't want to go to this thing. The fourth example of a tricky relationship I have is a client of mine who is struggling with their in-law relationship at the moment. So my client has invited her in-laws to stay for 2 days over Christmas. The in-laws have decided they would like to stay for a week. And the husband is backing the in-laws up on this. And so the lady is going through, my client is going through all the emotions of why my boundaries being trampled on? Why am I not important? How do I assert myself? How do I stay sane when I'm being passive aggressively criticized in this particular situation? But it's a really, really tricky one to navigate, isn't it? Both managing the expectations of the kids, having a honest and robust conversation with the husband about why he doesn't have her back, and also resetting those boundaries with the in-laws and about being able to escape for a little bit. And then the final one is an interesting one. The final example of a tricky relationship is the relationship with those you do love and the ones that you desperately do want to spend time with. And in this example, this client is the relationship is with her kids and with her husband. Now, over Christmas, they are going on the holiday of a lifetime. They've saved for it. They've booked it. They're really, really excited about it. But this client is finding that she is doing all the graft. She is doing all the work around making this holiday magical and live up to the expectations. And she's exhausted and she just wants somebody else to do the heavy lifting so she gets to enjoy it as well. So they're just five examples of tricky relationships that are coming up at this time of year. I'm sure you have your own version, but just have a think about those relationships and whether what goes on for you. So I want to give you some golden rules. These are my golden rules about how you can navigate those tricky relationships, those difficult relationships, so you can enjoy it and there's still something left in the tank for you. So golden rule number one is asking yourself, what am I making this mean? Being aware of the narrative, the story, the meaning, the layers and layers of narrative that you are attaching to the tricky situation, to the to whatever it is that's happening at the moment. For example, the story might be, my mother-in-law thinks I work too hard and I'm not around to look after her precious son. It might be, my boss is acting up because they don't trust me. So be careful, be mindful, be aware of what you are making this tricky relationship mean in the here and now, but also what you are making it mean in the future. You know, whether you are letting it spiral and whether you are future catastrophizing and making it bigger than it really, really needs to be. So for example, in the scenario of my boss doesn't trust me, you could be future catastrophizing it to mean, therefore, I'm going to need to leave, I'm going to have to get a new job, and I'm going to be destitute at Christmas. The next one, and this is really, really important, so I want to unpack it a little bit, is setting boundaries with compassion. This is a really, really huge one, so I just want to take a bit of a time to unpack it. So the first point is compassion. And this is all about having empathy, once you are aware of the narrative, the meaning that you are giving a situation, you'll probably be able to see, to be able to understand, to be able to appreciate that it has got absolutely nothing to do with you. Colloquially, their shit is not your shit. You can separate that. You can see the difference. You do not need to react to whatever it is that they are putting down, what they're putting out there. And how do you not react to it? Two pieces of advice. Number one is the looking at the back of your hand techniques. This is one I share all the time. It's if you find yourself triggered by a situation, all you need to do is look at the back of your hand. Because when you are looking at the back of your hand, your brain can't think of anything apart from, oh, look, there's the back of my hand. And it just gives you a split second, a moment, just a pause to make a different choice. Is behaving like this going to serve me, or is it going to escalate the situation? And you just get that moment's peace to make a different choice. And then the other option for not reacting is the snow globe technique, a very, very seasonal one here, the snow globe technique. So this is basically when you find somebody behaving in a way that is not ideal, rather than letting their behavior affect you, you imagine them in a snow globe. You literally imagine them having a tantrum in a snow globe. And they're teeny tiny, right? They're in this snow globe and they're having their tantrum, but basically they are over there. They're having their tantrum in the snow globe. They can do their thing. It doesn't need to affect you. Very, very similar to the grey rock technique, if you've come across that one. You don't react to whatever it is that they are putting down. And then because you are now detached, you can now view their situation with compassion. And it feels so empowering to be able to separate what they are doing with how you are reacting to it. Okay, so next part. Now you have the compassion, you now have an opportunity to set a boundary. Setting boundaries. I love setting boundaries. They are so liberating. There is such a freedom in being able to set a boundary. How do I set a boundary? I am in an impossible situation, I hear you say. Okay, so this is how you set a boundary. You stand in your power and authority. You center yourself. You take steps to ground yourself. You choose to know who you are, what to stand for, and what you stand for. you practice self-care, so you are strong and your battery is full and your heart is full and you are able to stand in your power and authority. You show up in alignment and in integrity with your values. Now, if you need help on any of this, please reach out to me, because it's a whole other conversation, but this is how you set a boundary. You take steps to get the headspace to remember who you are and to reconnect with who you are and what's important to you. You recognize when you are becoming highly strung out or exhausted, or it's all becoming too much, or your battery is being drained. Like my daughter Bobby's tantrum this morning that I was just explaining to you. And then you take ownership of your shit. You take accountability and you act in accordance with that, whilst refusing to take on other people's shit. You know, you've got that separation. You own your shit. You refuse to take on responsibility for other people's shit. And then the next step is you identify the win-win. What is the best possible outcome here? What result would you like to get from navigating this relationship? Is it a behavior modification? Do you need to set some rules of engagement for how you interact with each other? Is it an agreement with your husband that he's going to have your back from here on in? And then this is the next step, is the big girl pants bit. It's said that at the heart of every communication problem, there is a sweaty 5-minute conversation that you would rather not have. And if you are going to reach a win-win, you are going to have to put your big girl pants on and lean into that. And two things, you might get the outcome you're looking for. You get that win-win, you communicate effectively, you get that win-win, celebrate that. Do something to honor and celebrate that. Or you might not. You might put your big girl pants on. You might communicate the win-win. You might stand up for yourself. And you might not get the response you're looking for. Celebrate this as well. You've got to celebrate this as well, because you stood in your power and authority and you took a vote for the kind of person that you want to be. And that in itself is a total win. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.